Hello, I'm Don Fluckinger, News Director for Search Health IT. I'm here today with Ed Burns, who's the site editor for Search Business Analytics, and we're here to talk about his recent visit to the Data Warehouse Institute's BI Executive Summit in San Diego. He's going to give us a recap of all the analytics news and observations that he captured while he was there in the Gaslamp District, from what I've been told. Thanks for joining us today, Ed.
It's good to be here, Don.
So tell me, what was the flavor of this conference like? Was it more like an educational thing or a vendor showcase? How would you describe it?
Well, there were elements of both, certainly. But I would say the primary focus was it seemed to be looking at realities of business intelligence. And I say that because we hear a lot in the industry about, what we could do with data, what might happen down the road, what technologies might be coming out to deal with big data in a few years. But this conference, most of the presenters were very focused on how do we solve real business problems. And more often than not, they were talking about relatively simple solutions. One of the presenters even recommended that businesses just let their users do analytics in Excel spreadsheets of all things, which, I mean, you certainly don't associate with cutting edge business IT analytics technology. But so it seemed like they had a very strong focus on discussing the realities of what's out there right now that can help us to solve real problems that our business is facing.
And so attendees came from many different market sectors, I understand. And did you notice that any particular group was more advanced than the others, or were they all sort of struggling to sort of chip off the iceberg of big data and solve little problems? Or how would you characterize all that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there probably is a good deal of variety among different industries. I mean, we always hear about how retail and finance are much farther along than industries like healthcare. But at the same time, I did get the sense that a lot of these different industries are dealing with pretty much the same problems. You know, they're all collecting more data than they know what to do with. They all know that there's some valuable information locked in that data, but it's all spread out across, you know, many different servers in different buildings sometimes, depending on how the organization is structured. And they're all trying to figure out how do you bring that data together and what do you do with it to pull those insights out of it. And it seems like regardless of the industry you're talking about, they're all dealing with this pretty similar problem.
Well, what specific examples of interesting business intelligence projects did you see showcased there that gives you hope that there's actually light at the end of the tunnel and we will get to big data analytics at some point?
Well, there was a pretty interesting presentation from Justin Honeman. He was formerly involved in the big data BI initiatives at Coca-Cola. And he talked about how Coca-Cola as a company has 74 different bottlers. And around 2010, he was looking at the situation, and each one of these bottling facilities has their own database. They have their own analytics software that they're using to crunch the numbers. They're sending these numbers back into the Coca-Cola corporate offices in unique formats, and there was just no way that the corporate offices could reconcile all this information and use it for usable information.
Now, we're talking sales data, right?
Yes, primarily sales data, but also some production data, manufacturing. But so he talked us through how basically around 2010, they just ripped out all of these old unique systems and put in place a collection of unified systems that were the same across all bottling facilities. And so, I mean, I'm sure that IT directors and probably also CFOs who are having to pay for all this are listening to that sort of thing and saying, how could we ever do that? But I mean, it it did show how a company can take this mountain of data that it has out there and pull it all together into some sort of usable format.
Well, it sounds like that's a common problem across many industries as well, sort of getting apples to apples when running analytics on disparate sets of data from different geographic locations.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Everyone is dealing with that problem, especially if they have operations across the country in multiple facilities.
Right. Well, we hear a lot about big data. It's a great search term on Google, and there are many forward-looking trend stories on the power of big data or whatnot. But from my conversations with you, I get the sense that big data is sort of like vaporware. It's a concept that exists, but it's more theoretical than actual.
Absolutely. And there were a few presentations at the conference that dealt with this issue. You know, speakers saying that our problem isn't that we have too little data. If anything, we have too much data. And, you know, there was one presentation where the speaker was saying you can accumulate data more and more and more and build up your store of data. But it gets to a point where the more you collect, the more you're just introducing noise into your data set. And so you can get to a point where you're collecting more data than is productive. And so it sounds like actual users are not really interested in the concept of big data. If anything, they just want to know what to do with the data that they already have.
They want little slices and turn it into some sort of return on investment.
Exactly, exactly. And you know, if you think about it, big data is really more about, you know, looking through massive stores of data to find insights that you may not have even known exist. But when it comes down to the operational level, businesses aren't really interested in these insights that they don't know about. What they really want is our answers to the problems that they have in front of them. And so they're not really interested in, you know, data discovery and exploring the depths of this big data. You know, they just want a simple answer to the problems that they know they have.
Right, because the CFO is not going to sign off on paying for a giant fishing expedition of something that we don't know what the end result will be.
Exactly. And this was kind of the point of what I thought was one of the more interesting presentations by Tony Rathburn. He's a consultant with the modeling agency. And he was basically saying all of this. You know, he was saying that analytics professionals often view themselves more as researchers and, you know, they're going on discovery missions and things of that nature. When you think about it, they're only on the payroll to solve actual business problems. You know, he had this great quote. He said something like, "We're not an academic institution. We're here to do business." And so it doesn't really do a business all that much good to, like you said, go on these expensive fishing expeditions when there are solvable problems right in front of them.
Right, right. And so another story that's been in the news is Edward Snowden and his leaking of the NSA's big data project on all Americans allegedly collecting data through large internet service providers and websites and so on and so forth. Did that sort of cast a shadow on the work that the speakers and the attendees are doing with analytics, sort of give them a bad name? Or were people worried about his influence on the craft of analytics?
Well, yeah, it didn't come up at all in any of the presentations. No one acknowledged it openly, but I did have a conversation one day outside of the presentation halls, and a couple people who I was talking with said, you know, they were wondering how the Edward Snowden ordeal might impact analytics initiatives that businesses are doing, because, of course, these initiatives rely pretty heavily on the collection of data. If they don't have the data, they don't have anything to analyze, obviously. But so they were wondering if maybe the revelations that came about in the Snowden case would maybe make people think twice about, you know, clicking the yes, I agree box on all those web consent forms. You know, it might make people think twice before they relinquish all those little bites of data to companies. And you know, it could be from the consumer side, you know, website users not wanting to give up data. It could be even an internal problem for a company. You know, maybe employees don't want their bosses to track their every email, or, you know, if they're going out in a company van, maybe they don't want the company to see where they're going. So, you know, attendees had privacy in mind, and they were wondering if maybe the Snowden case could start to turn the tides against all these big data analytics initiatives.
Maybe I'm too jaded, but I think that ship has sailed. I think you cannot unring that bell. Anybody who wants to track where you go on the internet or what you're reading or what, if an Amazon ad can chase me from 6 or 7 different media sites because it knew that I searched for, you know, a certain product 2 days ago, and I open up a story in the Washington Post, or I go to Health Data Informatics, or I go to wherever, and that ad for that product is staring out at me. Hey, an Auto Trader ad. That I just looked at an ad for a vehicle that I didn't even end up buying. I bought a different vehicle from a different dealer, but yet this Auto Trader ad for that specific vehicle has been chasing me around for 2 weeks. Wherever I go, it's making me crazy. I think the general public should kind of realize that you can't put the cat back in the bag.
And that's what's that is exactly what one of the men I was talking to said. You know, he was saying, this is nothing new. It's something that companies have been doing for decades through one form or another. It's just a little bit easier now, maybe at a bigger scale, but it's something that's been happening. It's still happening. It will always be happening. And it's just going to be pretty tough to put a stop to it one way or another.
Well, thanks a lot, Ed. I'll be sleeping better tonight.
No problem. Thank you.